PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人静静，欢迎大家来到今天我们周一的直播课堂，马上有请出今天的嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们大家好，我是人见人爱的小高老师， Happy Monday to you。
今天我们给大家带来的是侯赛雷地道美语，小小的一些调换哈，今天不是英文电台地道美语口语经典，但是仍然是由我们的小高老师坐镇来主讲的地道美语，侯赛雷地道美语。每一期侯赛雷呢都是有不同的新鲜的主题，比如说今天呢我们又迎来了一个 new topic， 一个新的主题，再次改编自一位咱们 PK 台听众的真实的故事。
That's right. Interesting story today. A couple of weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago now, we sort of had a very similar topic about, you know, making decisions. Today here we are once again talking about a tough decision that someone has to make in their life. They've come to the fork in their road, right? There's a fork in the road where they have to make a decision. Do you go left or do you go right?
继上一次小石头啊，这个暑期的这个决定这个话题之后呢，我们今天又再次迎来了一个需要做艰难抉择的话题，标题就叫做 A Fork in the Road。这个标题一定要请小高老师来解释一下啊，什么叫路中间的一个叉子？
Sure, so 我们先想想叉子是长得什么样。Well, first of all, there's different routes branching out of it, right? That means if you're at a road, okay, if you're at a road and suddenly you come to an area where you're like at a 十字路口, right? And you can go left, you can go straight, you can go right. 它是一种比喻。来形容你要做出一个很重要的决定，对吧？这就是一个 fork in the road。 英文当中我们是这样用的， I've come to a fork in the road， I've come to a fork in the road， 意思就是说我要做出重要的决定。
哦，我来到了一个 I've come to a fork in the road， 我已经来到了一个需要做重要决定的关口。今天会是一个什么样的故事呢？好了，我们的听友叫做安宁，他是一位27岁的 ICU 的护士，工作四年了，渐渐感到工作有了瓶颈。受到一位老师的启发呢，他决定要出国工作，学习国外先进的护理技术。正在他摩拳擦掌，通过考试啊，高分通过考试，正准备放手一搏的时候，突然间这个父母和男友极力反对他，认为他一个女孩子特别不切实际，过于冒险，并且让他赶紧结婚生子，稳定生活。突然间来自家人这个阻力哈，让这个追求梦想的女孩呢就陷入了矛盾。她特别想通过考试先去 Singapore 新加坡工作，然后呢去美国考取 RN， 就是
Registered Nurse，
对，就是注册护士。可是他内心的声音啊，这个时候就告诉他说，如果人生不为梦想拼搏一把的话，恐怕会终身遗憾。但是如果不顾家人远走高飞，又会让自己觉得良心难安，寝食难安。而且他参加的是个非常小众的考试，本来就需要自己付出很大的心力，在孤独的前行当中却又没有得到家人的支持。面对如此理想和现实的困境，安宁将何去何从？ She has come to a fork in the road，他就来到了人生的一个做决定的十字路口。
所以到底要往左拐还是往右拐，
或者是往中间走？
Yeah, that's right.
或者是怎么办呢？
Interesting. Now this is a very tough decision that this person has to make. So, sometimes when we need to make a decision, what we do is we ask our friends for advice.
对，在我们人生当中啊，这个其实也是很多我们现在青少年朋友或者是青年朋友们遇到的一个人生的关键的难题，就是你的 reality 跟你的 dream， 你的梦想到底应该如何选择。今天我们有很多的听友，很多的朋友发来了大量的信息，给予安宁一些良好的建议。我跟你说，绝大部分都是支持他一定要趁年轻好好的去实现自己的梦想，去做自己真正想做的事情。
Oh my goodness. So, we have, you know what, today's story, we have so many new words for everyone to learn. 你发现了没有？好多好多好多生词。
不仅是好多生词，而且今天的这个对话呢也是非常值得一听一学。在我们人生做各种重要关口的时候，哪些建议对你是有益的？
That's right, and you can use it in any situation, not just in this talking about being a nurse or not, or going left or going right. In any situation in life, I guarantee you, you can use today's English.
而且你要看一看，这么多朋友在帮你做这些意见的时候，他们是从哪些角度来分析问题，来考虑问题。大多数朋友说，珍惜年少时，志向宜高远，因为生命太短暂了，一定要去做那些以后你未必有机会做的事情。一定要问问自己，什么是你真正想要的，而不是别人所期待的那个特别得体的你。而且你要有足够的勇气去面对选择带来的人生的不确定。当然这个故事呢真的是说来话长了，我们今天很多朋友给了他建议，我们在节目的最后呢和大家一起来探讨这些建议到底哪些是适合安宁的。首先我们节目一开始要一起来进入到今天这个对话的学习哈。好，我们首先来看看今天这个对话发生在晶晶和小高之间，我们改变了一下。小高说，嗨晶晶，你为何看上去如此心烦意乱？
Hey, 晶晶， why do you look so vexed?
Why do you look so vexed? V-E-X-E-D.
Yeah, vexed.Vexed. What does vexed mean? Have you ever seen vexed before? You know, like, 比如说你感到有点心烦。感到心烦的时候，那么在英文当中我们可以用 vexed 这个词来形容你什么感情。
那它有什么其他的近义词吗？
Let's see here. Annoyed. Annoyed sounds like if you're really annoyed, right? Vexed. Or, you know, you're annoyed because you're not sure about something. There's some uncertainty going on.
Annoyed.
Yeah.
由于那些未知的事情感觉到心烦意乱叫 annoyed. Or 今天的新单词 so vexed. V-E-X-E-D. 还可以怎么用呢？
You look so vexed. Oh, man, I'm so vexed right now. I'm just really vexed.
Oh, yeah. I'm so vexed right now. I'm just really vexed.
Yeah.
好，来把第一句话读一遍。
Hey, Jing Jing, why do you look so vexed?
Hey, Jing Jing, why do you look so vexed?
晶晶说，我到了一个做重要决定的关口。
I've come to a fork in the road.
今天的标准语句 I have come to a fork in the road.
That's right.
我来到了一个路的十字路口。
Yeah.
一个路的岔路口叫岔路口，因为 fork 像叉子一样。它有很多不同的方向。I've come to a fork in the road. 不知如何是好。
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. 我实在是不知道 what to do. 你能给我一些建议吗？
Can you give me some advice?
Or can you give me some pointers?
Some pointers? Or how about can you give me some
tips?
Yeah.
这三个句子，三个词都是一些建议的用法。一个是 advice.
一个是 pointers，
这是小高老师专门教过的 pointer。
嗯哼，
怎么写？
P-O-I-N-T-E-R-S。
怎么读
？Pointers，
pointers，
pointers，
or tips，
tips，
都是那些小小的建议。小高说：“啊，当然了，我会尽力的。
”I'll try my best。
I'll try my best。任何情况下，你跟别人说我会尽力的。你就可以说
I'll try my best.
我会尽力的 I'll try my best. 什么情况
What's up?
What's up? 好，这两句来一遍。
Sure, I'll try my best. What's up?
这两句，晶晶和小高。
I've
come to a fork in the road.
I've come to a fork in the road.
I've come to a fork in the road.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Can you give me some advice?
Can you give me some advice?
Sure, I'll try my best.
Sure, I'll try my best.
What's up?
What's up?
什么情况？重点来了。晶晶说，
Well,
我是一个护士，过去四年一直在 ICU 病房工作。
Well, I've been working as an RN at an ICU unit for the past 4 years.
现在完成时。I've been working as, 我是以一个什么身份在工作？
As a nurse.I've been working as a nurse.
这里 RN 是什么？
RN stands for registered nurse, okay?
Registered,
yeah.
注册的、Nurse, 护士
Yeah.
那么 RN 就是
Registered nurse.
注册护士
注册护士
对了、
So that's what our listener is today. She's a nurse. So in America, you might not hear the word nurse all the time. Sometimes...Or a lot of times, they use the word RN. 那么 ICU 你知道代表什么吗？
重症监护病房啊。
That's right.
可是英文是什么呢？
Intensive Care Unit.
Intensive Care Unit. 重症 Intensive.
Yeah.
Care 监护。Unit 就是病房
That's right
所以我们后面还要加上一个 unit
Yeah
UNIT 就是医院当中的病房重症监护病房 ICU unit 我过去四年一直是一个 RN 哈在哪儿呢 At an ICU unit For the past four years、
mm-hmm.
做一个护士呢做了四年的时间了那我感觉现在的工作呢遇到了瓶颈期
But I feel like I've hit a plateau
I feel like我感觉到啊，我似乎觉得有一些 I have 今天的短语有一个叫做
plateau
hit a plateau、
hit a plateau
plateau 是高原
yeah yeah so think about it if you're looking at a mountain and you're going up a mountain right you're making progress but what if the you stop going up and you just start going straight right you're no longer going up it's a BU意思就是说你以前在有很多进步有很多进展但是现在你没有什么进展你没有什么新的发现、
嗯、
就跟以前一模一样就没有什么太大的变化、
嗯、
就是一个 plateau 经常在健身有这个词就比如说我这半年来我只能推100公斤但是105都推不起来
那你就 hit a plateau
I hit a plateau、
oh,
我该怎么办、
yeah. 这个 plateau 是高原我们知道高原呢就是平的那如果你 hit a plateau 就是你到达了一个高原那就是说你已经无法再上升了
That's right
你就一直是平路、
yeah.
Unable to make any more progress
That's it You're done、yeah.
You're done
Now that doesn't mean that、you can't start making progress againRight? A lot of times, the goal of when you're in a plateau is to break out of the plateau, right?
啊，如果你要突破瓶颈呢，我们就说 yeah. break out
yeah.
the plateau.
Yeah, break out of the plateau.
Break out of the plateau.
Or we can, sometimes we overcome or surmount a plateau.
Overcome or surmount, 超过、越过这个 plateau.大家自己做好笔记啊这些都是补充的新单词儿。在这里呢我觉得我遇到了瓶颈叫 I've hit a plateau. 每天无休止的重复一样的工作啊。
It's the same thing over and over.
It's the same thing over and over. 小高、
yeah.
护士的工作难道不是 the same thing over and over 吗
well, it depends how you look at it, right? I mean, maybe, you know what, 因为我没有当过护士。你呢？
那医生不也是都是一样的工作吗？
Yeah, probably. Who knows? But, you know, I don't know. Because, you know, maybe the patients would have different sicknesses. Yeah. Or, I don't know. I don't know how they would think about it.
是很多工作不都是 over and over 吗 same thing over
yeah,
and over
yeah over and over、but except for our job because you know like every week we have new English and we learn new words
但形式也都是差不多的
yeah 差不多 you know
内容是不一样
sure
大多数工作呀其实都是对人的一种考验因为它每天都是重复着日复一日的同样的事情
right
就是在从事这些日复一日同样的事情的时候我们其实才能够取得一些进步所以不要小看了这些日复一日重复的工作、It's the same thing over and over 夜班让我十分疲惫
The night shift is really taking a toll on me
两个关键点第一个夜班
Night shift
Shift 就是轮班
That's right
S-H-I-F-T
So there's night shift Night shift 的反义词是什么
Day shift.
That's right. The day shift, baby.
Day and night, 就是白天和晚上。
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
白班叫 day shift, 夜班叫 night shift.、
Mm-hmm.
在医院工作啊这个夜班可真是避免不了的哈。所以这年轻人尤其是辛苦啊。Is really taking a toll on me. 好了 take a toll on somebody, 新短语。
Yeah, take a toll on something. So what is a toll for one thing?A toll is like, if I'm going to co-pay from you, right? I'm taking money from you. Here, it's energy. Something is causing us to feel very tired or causing us to, regress or make, less progress. or to be hurt in some way, to become more tired. This is when something takes a toll on us.
T-O-L-L 本来是扣费的意思、
嗯、
那 take a toll on somebody 就相当于是把某人的能量给扣除了，在这里就等于非常的 tiring、
yeah.
疲惫
Yeah, so、here are some examplesworking 60 hours a week for the past 3 months has really taken a toll on my body, right? I'm very tired these days.
过去多少个月呀、啊、都是每天工作多少小时
Yeah.
工作60小时
Yeah.
哇那是真正的让我 Something is taking a toll on me.、
Mm-hmm.
Something 把我的能量夺走了
Yeah. The hurricane has taken a toll on the buildings outside.
哎呦这个飓风呢把这个外边的建筑都已经给摧毁了、差不多那意思
damaged it, yeah
你看 taking a toll 把什么东西从某的某事和物身上拿走叫 taking a toll on me 学会了一个新表达真棒继续看说这三年前呢
but 3 years ago
有一个老师启发了我
a teacher got me thinking
这个短语用得好叫 got somebody thinking
that's right
让我思考、
在这里就是启发给我给我了个启发的意思
给我了个灵感
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 哇这是一个绕口令给我了个灵感给我了个灵感、
给我了个启发
给我了个一个启发
好叫 got somebody thinking a teacher got me thinking 我开始去了解国外护理的现状
and I started to look intonursing overseas
好了 started to do something 就是开始做某事 look into 那就是认真的去研究、
就是研究一下吧就是去打听了解
找资料
找资料了解了解
哎了解什么呢 look into nursing 好是这个行业的一个总称
啊
叫护理业叫 nursing 哪儿的 nursing 呢 overseas 国外护理的现状于是我开始学习专业英语以期呢有朝一日到国外工作
I began to study professional English with the hopes of one day working as a nurse abroad.
首先我的动作是 I began to study professional English. 比如说 nursing English.
Nursing English is a perfect example.
Medicine English.
Yeah. Math English.
Or.
Business English.
哎这些都是专业英语。那 with the hope of something, 就是带着一丝希望、以期怎么怎么样 with the hope of one day working as a nurse abroad.
Yeah.
作为一个护士在外国工作的护士、接下来小高就说诶这听上去是一个完全不费脑子的决定啊
It sounds like a no-brainer
It sounds like a no-brainer 没脑子
没脑子 Yeah, no-brainer, right? 不需要付出任何的脑子的费用它就这么简单你就不用想太多你就立马就知道答案立马就知道应该怎么做、这就是一个 no-brainer
No-brainer
对、
这个 no 和 brain 是脑子的那个 brain、后面加个 er no 和 brain 之间有加个小横线 no-brainer 毫不费脑子的决定那你在犹豫什么呢
What's holding you back
好了 hold somebody back hold 都把你拦住了、是不是 hold you back 的意思就是
It make you hesitate. Something is causing you to hesitate or think twice about something. 反正 it's preventing you from making a decision.
就像你想迈开腿往前跑，有个东西吧，老是死命的抱着你，叫 hold you back.
That's right.
就让你不敢放手一搏，不敢大胆做决定，让你不停的在那犹豫。
That's right.
好，小高，这两段我们来读一遍。
Okay.
从
Well, I've been working as an RN at an ICU unit for the past 4 years.
Well, I've been working as an RN at an ICU unit for the past 4 years.
But I feel like I've hit a plateau.
But I feel like I've hit a plateau.
It's the same thing over and over.
It's the same thing over and over.
The night shift is really taking a toll on me.
The night shift is really taking a toll on me.
But 3 years ago,A teacher got me thinking.
A teacher got me thinking.
And I started to look into nursing overseas.
And I started to look into nursing overseas.
I began to study professional English.
I began to study professional English.
With the hopes of one day working as a nurse abroad.
With the hopes of one day working as a nurse abroad.
It sounds like a no-brainer.
It sounds like a no-brainer.
What's holding you back?
What's holding you back?
天哪，我必须得表扬晶晶老师的非常标准的美音。
模仿。
Oh, it's so perfect. It's perfect.
接下来晶晶说，我在新加坡参加了新加坡护士局 SNB 的考试，并且以高分通过。
I took a test in Singapore from the SNB.
嗯，这些都是叙述性的语言
啊。对，就应该是新加坡护士局
nurse
啊、，so Singapore Nursing Bureau
可能是 SNB 哈、
mm-hmm.
I took a test， 我参加一个考试 in Singapore、mm-hmm. 新加坡 from 哪儿的考试呢 ？SNB 新加坡护士局 and passed 通过了。
嗯、mm-hmm. 哼，
高分通过考试怎么说
？Passed with flying colors，
真好 ，passed with。飞翔的颜色
That's right.
Flying colors.
Yeah. So when we pass things, we're passing tests.If you pass with a very high score, like a very, very high score, then you passed with flying colors. Okay. We can also pass interviews, 面试 If you do very, very well, right, then you pass with flying colors.
哇，有极高的分数，
嗯，
极大的优势通过的话，那真是高分通过学霸级的分数，就叫做 passing the test or exam with flying colors.咱们现在在学的各位学霸们，请记住这句话：以高分通过某种考试 ，passing with flying colors， 用飞翔的颜色通过了。就在我准备放手一搏时
，just as I was about to make my next move。
Just as when 啊 ，when I was about to be about to do something， 准备做某事 ，make my next move， 做我的下一个举动，
mm-hmm.
我的下一个行动 ，make my next move 行动。好，理解为放手一搏的时候，我的母亲和男友开始抱怨我不该出国当护士。
My parents and boyfriend.Complained that I shouldn't go abroad to be a nurse.
My parents and boyfriend complained, 抱怨 that I shouldn't go abroad, 出国 go abroad, to be a nurse, 出国当护士。哎呀，正好是人家你看看现在心气儿十足，想放手一搏，觉得未来很宽广的时候，突然遭到家人的反对啊。他们担心我无法适应那边的生活方式和工作环境。
They're worried that I won't be able to adapt to the way of life and work environment over there.
They are worried. 他们担心。担心什么？ I won't be able to adapt to. 来，讲讲这个短语。Adapt to something.
他们害怕，他们担心我无法适应过来，适应到目标国家的生活方式和人与人交流和那个工作环境
be adapted to something or some place
啊
的意思是
适应环境
好适应环境吧、
嗯、
就用 be adapted to 的意思、
嗯、
你说我一到中国就适应了这环境
我一到中国就适应了环境
说呀
我一到中国 OK in English I adapted to the Chinese way of life as soon as I got to China
你看 I adapted to the way of Chinese life
yep,
as soon as I got China、
yeah.
我一到中国我就适应环境了所以适应环境我们可以说 adapt to the way of life、啊、way of life and working environment over there 家人对他的担心是他不能适应环境、
嗯
另外呢，而且一旦我出国工作的话，就等于丢掉了中国的工作。
And once I go to work abroad, I'll lose my job here in China.
Once I go to work abroad, I'll lose my job here in China. 他在中国的山东省，
嗯，
还是在一个大医院工作，
嗯，
工作是非常好的，
yeah.
在父母眼里看来的话，那是一个相当稳定的工作。这一时半会儿是把工作丢了，觉得非常的不值得。
Yeah.
所以父母呢？是这样的，父母对我呢，其实并没有太高的要求哈。
嗯 ，My parents don't have really high expectations of me。
好，对某人有高要求，我们说
have high expectations on somebody。
Have high expectations， 高期待，高要求 on somebody。
Yeah. For example, my advisor has very high expectations on me and my thesis. Or that school has very high expectations on all of its students.
哦，对了，什么什么人哈，对什么什么人有很高的期望。那在这儿小高老师为什么用的是 have high expectations of me?
Mm-hmm. They, my parents don't really have high, because we can say high expectations of or on, 都可以。
都可以。既可以是 of somebody, 也可以是 on somebody,、mm-hmm. 请做好笔记。父母呢对我也并没有太高要求啊，他们就是要求我，也从来没有要求我去一定要找一个高薪的工作。
They've never demanded that I find a super high paying job.
They never demand, 你看 demand 这个单词 D-E-M-A-N-D 就是要求。
要求。
严格的要求，
严格的要求，
需要，
需要，
需要。I find a super high paying job, 超高薪的工作。
Yeah.
所以他的爸爸妈妈呢是比较随和的父母，
嗯哼，
是不是？
嗯哼，
对孩子并没有太高的要求，这样一来反而也会给他造成压力呀。你看，他只要我在他们身边，他们就满足了。
As long as I am near their side, they'll be happy.
As long as 是什么意思啊？
As long as, 只要什么什么条件满足之下、
哎、那 near their side 就是
在他们的身边，
对了，好 they will be happy, 他们就高兴了，所以他的爸妈就是说
那很容易 满足他们，
就很容易满足、啊、
对，但是在这个 fork in the road 他必须做出一个，因为他就是他想要所做的前途跟妈妈爸爸对他的期望是有冲突的，
是不一样的。
对，
往往是这种比较简单的要求吧，他反正很束缚人，因为爸妈说我们对你没有什么高要求，你只要待在身边就可以了，哎，这恰恰和他的梦想就矛盾了、
嗯、
好，这一段我们读一遍。
嗯， I took a test in Singapore from the SNB and passed with flying colors.
I took a test in Singapore from the SNB and passed with flying colors
Just as I was about to make my next move,
just as I was about to make my next move,
my parents and boyfriend complained that I shouldn't go abroad to be a nurse.
My parents and boyfriend complained that I shouldn't go abroad to be a nurse.
They're worried that I won't be able to adapt to the way of life and work environment over there.
They are worried that I won't be able to adapt to the way of life and work environment over there.
And once I go to work abroad,
and once I go to work abroad,
I'll lose my job here in China.
I'll lose my job here in China.
My parents don't have really high expectations of me.
My parents don't have really high expectations of me.
They've never demanded that I find a super high-paying job.
They've never demanded that I find a super high-paying job.
As long as I am near their side, they'll be happy.
As long as I'm near their side, they'll be happy. 就这么简单，要求。嗯、好了，小高继续说，我觉得这可能就是问题的所在。
Well, I think that might be the problem right there.
Well, I think that might be the problem right there. Right there 就是就在那儿。
Yeah, 就在这儿。
问题就在这儿啊。
嗯、
A problem right there.
问题就找到了。
找到了，你看你自己说的。
Look at what you're saying.
Look at what you are saying. Look at what you are saying. 看一看你自己说的。如果你待在原来的医院，这会让父母高兴，满意。
It will make your parents happy if you stay at the same hospital.
It will make 谁高兴？
Your parents.
对了，你会让你的 parents happy. Make your parents happy if you stay at the same hospital. 就是山东大学的。这个就山东的那个医院啊，那他们有没有考虑过什么会让你真正高兴呢？
Did they ever consider what would make you happy?
Did they ever consider what would make you happy? 这是不是问题的关键？
就是啊，
这就是问题的关键，
是不是啊？
是谁高兴的问题？
对，谁高兴的问题？
谁高兴的问题？ Did they ever consider what make you happy?如果你学英语学得这么努力，还通过了新加坡的考试。
If you've studied English so hard and are able to pass the Singapore test.
If you study English so hard and are able to, be able to, 能够做什么事 ?Pass the Singapore test, 通过了新加坡的考试。他们为何需要担心你无法适应国外的生活？
Why should they be worried about you not being able to adapt to life abroad?
Why should they be worried about? Should they be worried about? 为什么需要 worry? You worry somebody doing something, huh? Worry you not being able to adapt to life abroad. 爸爸妈妈担心他到国外不适应生活可能是一种借口。
嗯嗯嗯。
其实新加坡也不算是太国外，是不是？
对，他，我觉得他是一个非常好的 stepping stone。
而且新加坡给人的感觉也不太像是国外嘛，对不对？都有很多的亚洲人，
也是亚洲，而且有不少人说普通话。我自己去过了，
对，小高老师去过新加坡的，跟中国感觉像不像？
很像，
是不是？
很像，很像，
就差不多你去了中国的南方工作一样，
对。
是不是？所以这种环境其实是挺好适应的，不存在说不好适应环境。人的适应能力很强的，哪儿哪儿都能适应。把你扔到南极去，你不也得照样适应吗？
对啊。
继续看哈。好，这段话我们来读一下。
好。Well, I think that might be the problem right there.
Well, I think that might be the problem right there.
Look at what you're saying.
Look at what you're saying.
It will make your parents happy.If you stay at the same hospital.
It will make your parents happy if you stay at the same hospital.
Did they ever consider what would make you happy?
Did they ever consider what would make you happy?
If you've studied English so hard and are able to pass the Singapore test.
If you've studied English so hard and are able to pass the Singapore test.
Why should they be worried about you not being able to adapt to life abroad?
Why should they be worried about you not being able to adapt to life abroad? 好了，有朋友在 chat room 聊天室当中告诉我们说 SNB 等于 Singapore Nursing Board.
Yeah, I guess I was right, huh? That was a good guess, huh?
哎，不错，是 board, 不是 bureau.
不是 bureau, okay, yeah.
Singapore Nursing Board.
Okay.
今天啊，我们这个话题里面哈，还有一个很重要的一个方向，就是说，想请问我们的听众朋友当中有没有曾经考过 SNB 的同学？
Oh, good question.
或者有没有考过美国注册护士的朋友
？Oh, definitely. Let us know because our listener really wants to know this. I'm sorry I wasn't able to provide her any information. But if you know have any information about the American Nursing Test.Let us know.
Please let us know. 哈，一定是咱们要是考过美国注册护士的朋友，一定要给帮忙我们的这位安宁的朋友，因为他现在很发愁这个美国的 RN 到底怎么考。
嗯，
现在他不像雅思托福那么大众化哈，哪哪都有经验可以传授，他这个完全没有经验，他自己一个人去考，所以他觉得很孤独哈。此时此刻非常需要家人的帮忙，但是家人却泼了盆冷水。
哎呀，
继续往下，晶晶说呀。他们不知道的是，新加坡只是我的第一步。
What they don't know is Singapore was just my first step.
你看 ，What they don't know， 父母和男朋友都不知道的是 ，Singapore was just my first step。
嗯，
我要迈开这一步了，但是我有很多步要走。新加坡只是我的第一步，我最终的目标是去美国当一名注册护士。
My ultimate goal is to go to America to work as an RN.
My 什么 goal?
My ultimate goal, 最终目标。
Ultimate, 这词很重要哦。
Yeah.
很重大的一个词哦。
Oh, wait, yes.
U-L-T-I-M-A-T-E.
Ultimate.
什么是 ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal, it's my 最终我最理想的我最终的目标吧。
我一定要达到的那个目标。
我一定要非要达到不可。
嗯、小高老师、你人生的最终目标是什么？
我就是在中国发展。
哎，
就是拿到 OK， 我现在有一个新的一个目标，
嘿，
我将来想成为一个伟大的数据科学家。
哟，伟大的数据科学家。
Yeah,
that's your new ultimate goal.
Yeah.
你的主意是三天都得换哈。
Yeah, 就是啊。
下个月没准又变了。
啊、对。
你反正现在已经达到了是人见人爱的小高，
哦、
是吧？你的这个 goal 已经实现了。
Actually 呀、说实话，我。那个拿到了我本科学位之后，我的 ultimate goal 就是搬到中国来，然后发展。然后我觉得我已经实现了我早就实现了我的那个 ultimate goal。然后我现在就特别糊涂了，那应该采取什么样的？但到了中国之后，我还在发展。我其实一直在实现我的 ultimate goal。
其实你就把你的 ultimate goal 啊做好就行了、
对，
对不对？
对，
你不见得说下一个还有一个什么，你把你现在你已经觉得你达到的目标，
对，
好好的把它做好，你珍惜在中国的每一天，做好不就挺好了吗？所以大家都想想自己的一个人生中的 ultimate goal 是什么？
啊，
他的呢就是 to go to America to work as an RN,
registered nurse,
哎，就是 registered nurse,、注册护士嘛，最终是去美国。
嗯，
然而我也非常迷惑了。
I'm confused about that too.
I'm confused about that. 我也很迷惑，我也有点搞不清楚状况。
嗯，
我是应该用新加坡当敲门砖工作一段时间呢，还是
？Should I first use Singapore as a stepping stone and work there for a bit?
Should I? 我是否应该 first 首先 use Singapore as a
stepping stone
新单词
？Yeah，
踏脚石。
Yeah.A stepping stone.
什么意思？
So a stepping stone, think about it. Let's say, 就比如说你要过河，你要过一条河，但是呢，有一系列的 stones, right?
有石头。
有石头。
在河里。
你得一块一块就是踏 how to say this?
踏着他们。
踏着他们。
踩着他们过去。
对，才能达到你的最终目的地。
哦，所以它是一个敲门砖，一个踏脚石，是一个第一步。
没有他们，你就没法到
飞到美国去，
对吧、
他就想要新加坡做一个 stepping stone、
yeah.
and work there for a bit、
yeah.
就是稍微的工作一段时间 for a bit 一点点一丢丢，或者我是直接去美国工作
or should I go directly to the United States to work
should I go directly 直接就去 United States to work、
mm-hmm.
如果你要 go directly to United States to work you have to take a
This test that we don't know about.
对
So that's why you have to learn a little bit about this test, right?
所以你得考美国的 RN 的一个考试了，是不是？好，这一段我们读一遍。
Okay. What they don't know is Singapore was just my first step.
What they don't know is Singapore was just my first step.
My ultimate goal is to go to America to work as an RN.
My ultimate goal is to go to America to work as an ARN.
I'm confused about that, too.
I'm confused about that, too.
Should I first use Singapore as a stepping stone and work there for a bit?
Should I first use Singapore as a stepping stone and work there for a bit?
Or should I go directly to the United States to work?
Or should I go directly to the United States to work?
嗯，
看来他的想法是很清楚的。
Yeah.
他是要么去新加坡，要么去美国。
嗯，
他就想出去看看，学学先进的东西，开开眼界。毕竟呢，中国的这个护理业的现状跟国外的护理业现状相比，肯定有不同之处。
嗯，It's different.
世界那么大，我想去看看，这种心情和这种观念总是没错的。
That's right.
小高说，那这个决定可就艰难了。
Mm, that's a tough call.
新短语棒得不得了。That's a tough call. 一个很艰难的 call.
Yeah, 一个很艰难的要做出这个决定。It's a tough decision, a hard decision to make, right? A call, sometimes we use the word call to refer to as a decision, right? We make calls on something. We especially use this in sports, referees.They make calls in games, which really they're making decisions, right? Yeah, these are calls.
就相当于是比赛当中的一些裁判吧，哈。
Yeah.
他们需要 make calls,、yeah. 就是 decision 的意思。
Yeah.
所以 make decisions 也可以说
tough call, make a call.
Make a call.
Yeah.
那么 tough call 就是一个 tough decision 的意思咯。
Yeah. It's a hard decision to make.
好。超经典短语 That's a tough call 那是一个艰难的决定考虑到你现在才27岁
Considering you're only 27 years old
Considering 考虑到 You are only 27 years old 你还年轻啊还能做很多事
You're still young and can do many things
You're still young and can do many things我们都说一个人要 dream big.
That's right.
对吧？你的梦想要足够大。你27岁，你那么年轻，你还可以做很多事情。世界在你面前还没有开展，还没有展开。
Mm-hmm.
如果你再继续等待更长一些，你可能就会错失良机。
If you wait any longer, you might miss your chance.
If you wait any longer, 你再等等等等等等 you might miss your chance. 人生就是这样，机遇来的时候经常就是一瞬间，你抓不住就过去了。You might miss your chance. 错过你的机遇。我觉得先去新加坡也许是个好主意。
I think going to Singapore first would be a good idea.
这句话简单。I think go to Singapore first would be a good idea. 因为你可以做好准备在国外工作是个什么样子。
Because you can prepare for what it feels like to work abroad.
是不是这样一个好方法
就是啊、我觉得是一个相当不错的一个决定
所以你先试一试先练一练
对
这是独立在国外生活是一种什么感觉、You might also 你看Because you can prepare for What it feels like What it feels like to work abroad 在国外工作是个什么感觉什么样子你可以 prepare for it 感觉感觉准备准备你也许还能学到一些重要的技能或许你去美国工作时正好需要
You might also learn important skills there that will help you when you go to the United States to work
这些长句子要不是小高老师我们还不知道怎么组织这句子呢
Yeah, it's tough. Okay, so you might also learn important skills there
首先是 You might also learn important skills there 你可能还在那儿呢学到一些重要的技能、什么技能呢 That
will help youWhen you go to the United States to work, 这个句子确实很复杂。
一个从句修饰什么样的 skills 呢？那些也许能够 that will help you. 好，什么情况下 help you? When you go to the United States to work,、当你去美国工作的时候，可能会用得上的一些重要的技能。好，小高老师说自己了，我32岁了。
I'm 32 years old.
我还在准备开始我的第二个硕士学位的学习。
I'm preparing to start my second master's degree.
I'm preparing to, 我也在准备 start my second master's degree. 这可是真事儿啊，同学们。
Yeah.
所以咱们这位人见人爱的小高老师到现在学习还不满足。他要考虑再读一个硕士学位。得了。
I love learning. I love it.It's funny. So, you know, this is true, right? You're never too old to learn. Think about it, right? I know we have learners in our chat room who might be older than 32, right? You're never too old to learn something new.
就是在小高老师的观念当中 never too old to learn.
Yeah.
人生根本就没有老这么一说。随时随地都在学习。
My grandma got her second master's in her 70s. So
你看看小高老师他们家里有优良的这个学习的传统。奶奶在70岁高龄的时候还拿到人生的第二个硕士学位呢。
Yeah.
她姐姐是博士。
Yeah.
所以小高老师这下也不能放松、
That's、
给、
right.
自己有很多学习的、
Yeah.
进步的压力。所以小高老师说自己 I'm preparing to start my second master's degree. 我也必须自己做决定冒个险。
I had to make this decision on my own.
I have to make this decision on my own. 你是不是完全自己做的决定?
Definitely. Yeah, and that's the hard part too, because there's so many people in my life saying, oh, you should do this, or you should do that, or you should do this, you should do this. 最后还是由我自己来做出决定。
你看。
That's hard to do, 尤其是当你在乎的人和身边的人都在告诉你做别的事情。
对。
这特别难，
这就是人生。我跟你说，这就是人生。
对，
人生就是你要做决定的时候，突然间哗，周围所有的人都出来了。
我差点去了美国，但是
什么叫去了美国？回了美国
啊？对，回了美国，回了美国读博士
啊，读博士，
我都放弃了，因为我太爱中国了。
你真的是 taking a risk， 你现在是在冒险，
yep.
对不对？而且你是完完全全的 make this decision。On my own.
That's right.
我自己为我自己的人生做决定。那么我会，如果我的人生成功了，那么我享受它；如果这个决定失败了，那么我去接受它，我面对它就行了。但是核心的内容是我在为自己的人生做决定，没有你他为我的人生做决定，因为人生是我的，所以 I have to make the decision on my own. 冒个险来中国，是我此生做过的最重要的决定，最对的决定。
Taking a risk and coming to China was the best decision I ever made in my life.
Taking a risk, 冒险。你说你冒不冒险？
很冒险啊，而且那个时候我22岁，我22岁一个小伙子。
10年前。
对。
10 years.
Yeah, it's a long time, huh?
十年足以改变一个人了。
Yeah.
Taking a risk and coming to China was the best decision I've ever made in my life. 现在你觉得这是一个重要的一个正确的决定吗？
Yeah, definitely.
还是正确的决定。
Definitely.
看来你跟东方很有缘啊。
Yeah, I love Asia. I've always loved China and the 中华文化 and the food especially.Believe me, 那个中国好吃的我当然考虑到了。
完了主要跟中国的主要跟中国的食物有缘啊，我看来是这样。
Oh my gosh, I love it.
这小高老师可能也自打是18岁以后吧，这身上就深深的纹上了这个中国的烙印啊。自此跟中国就结缘了，所以他就说他自己也没什么呀，人生就为自己做决定嘛。你也是离开爸爸妈妈、
yeah.
是不是？
Yeah.
你爸爸妈妈肯定也想你留在他身边。
So same exact thing, and this I can totally relate to our listener today. I know exactly how she feels. 我心里也很难过，也很害怕跟我父母说我不能陪着你在你的身边。
嗯， yeah. 但是你相信你的父母会理解你。
他们对时间慢慢过去了，他们现在彻底理解了我，而且支持我。
嗯、是吧？哎呦，那这是挺不容易的、嗯。好，我们把这段话读一遍。
嗯。That's a tough call.
That's a tough call.
Considering
you're only 27 years old.
You're still young and can do many things.
You're still young and can do many things.
If you wait any longer, you might miss your chance.
If you wait any longer, you might miss your chance.
I think going to Singapore first would be a good idea.
I think going to Singapore first would be a good idea.
Because you can prepare for what it feels like to work abroad.
Because you can prepare for what it feels like to work abroad.
You might also learn important skills there that will help you when you go to the United States to work.
You might also learn important skills there that will help you when you go to the United States to work.
I'm 32 years old.
I'm preparing to start my second master's degree.
I had to make this decision on my own. Taking a risk and coming to China was the best decision I ever made in my life.
Taking a risk and coming to China was the best decision I've ever made in my life. 接下来，静静说，好，我感觉好多了。
Okay, I'm starting to feel better now.
I'm starting to feel better now. 感觉要稍微好一些了啊，不像之前那么艰难了，那么纠结了啊，因为权衡了一些利弊。他还是担心，那如果我到处都找不到工作呢？
But what if I can't find a job anywhere?
What if, 如果 I cannot find a job anywhere, 那怎么办？小高说，除非人类停止生病。
Unless people stop becoming sick.
Unless, 除非 people stop doing something, 就是停止做某事啊。Stop becoming sick, 停止生病。你应该是在地球上任何角落找到工作的。
You'll be able to find a job as a nurse anywhere on earth.
You will be able to find a job as a nurse anywhere on earth.医疗护理业，
我
绝对是不愁找不到工作吧。
Yeah, you know what? If it was any other 行业，我会很担心的跟你说这句话。但是你想，你是护理护士啊？
对呀，现在私人护理的价格可高了，
yeah,
知道吗？
Yeah.
祝你好运，安宁。
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you. 好了，这个今天这个对话哈，它进行到这里，就同学们发来微信说，今天对话太棒了，太喜欢了。
Oh, good. I'm happy.
对很多年轻人而言，这都是他们真心要考虑的问题。
Yeah.
好，小老师，我们来请您把今天的对话给我们来一遍。
Okay. Hey, Jingjing, why do you look so vexed? I've come to a fork in the road. I don't know what to do. Can you give me some advice? Sure, I'll try my best. What's up?Well, I've been working as an RN at an ICU unit for the past 4 years, but I feel like I've hit a plateau. It's the same thing over and over. The night shift is really taking a toll on me. But 3 years ago, a teacher got me thinking, and I started to look into nursing overseas. I began to study professional English with the hopes of one day working as a nurse abroad. It sounds like a no-brainer. What's holding you back? I took a test in Singapore from the SNB,and passed with flying colors. Just as I was about to make my next move, my parents and boyfriend complained that I shouldn't go abroad to be a nurse. They're worried that I won't be able to adapt to the way of life and work environment over there. And once I go to work abroad, I'll lose my job here in China. My parents don't have really high expectations of me, They've never demanded that I find a super high-paying job. As long as I am near their side, they'll be happy. Well, I think that might be the problem right there. Look at what you're saying. It will make your parents happy if you stay at the same hospital. Did they ever consider what would make you happy? If you've studied English so hard and are able to pass the Singapore test, why should they be worried about you not being able to adapt to life abroad? What they don't know is, Singapore was just my first step. My ultimate goal is to go to America to work as an RN. I'm confused about that too. Should I first use Singapore as a stepping stone and work there for a bit? Or should I go directly to the United States to work? That's a tough call. Considering you're only 27 years old, you're still young and can do many things. If you wait any longer, you might miss your chance. I think going to Singapore first would be a good idea, because you can prepare for what it feels like to work abroad. You might also learn important skills there that will help you when you go to the United States to work. I'm 32 years old. I'm preparing to start my second master's degree. I had to make this decision on my own. Taking a risk and coming to China was the best decision I ever made in my life. Okay, I'm starting to feel better now, but what if I can't find a job anywhere? Unless people stop becoming sick, you'll be able to find a job as a nurse anywhere on earth. Good luck to you.
好，学习部分就是这样了。接下来进入到我们的 discussion time。
Discussion time。
我们的讨论时间。
My favorite。
同学们今天给了他很多很多的意见。我们先来看李想儿怎么说。
If I was Anning, I will go abroad to study. Because it's not too long in your life. You should choose the thing that you like and do that you want to do. You can tell the ideas to your parents and your boyfriend. It's your dream. You're able to pursue it. I think they'll support you. Keep going and you'll be successful.
部长他说如果我是安宁的话我会选择出国学习因为人生不长啊，选择自己喜欢和想要做的事情安宁可以把自己的想法告诉他的朋友男朋友和父母去追求自己的梦想学无止境定会成功费兰说
If I were you I would follow my heart and take advantage of being young and do what you want to do
如果我是你啊，我一定遵从内心的选择好好的利用年轻的机会去做我想做的事情
说得好
James 跟我说
我赞成他去为自己的梦想拼搏，家人应该会理
解
的。
对了，家人最后还是会为了你好，是不是？充分的考虑到最后是为了你好。
Yeah.
敏说
，Min says, I think this is a good way to test her boyfriend. If he loves her, I support the girl.
有道理哦。
Yeah.
敏说，我觉得这是个特好的机会，去测试，去试试你的男朋友是不是真的爱你。你的男朋友如果真的爱你。会以你的利益为考虑而不是你如何为他做出的牺牲和付出为考虑所以我支持这个女孩她说您说 just try everything
哇是两个字
简单
两个词 yeah, try everything
去试一切可以试的东西、
yeah.
年轻都不试要等到什么时候去试啊、
yeah.
同学们说、
yeah.
微微说
如果觉得自己有能力通过考试那就去
放手
一搏毕竟父母只是不想自己受伤
过得
不
好
如果自己通过考试以后会有好的发展父母还是会开心的自豪的
你说你真的要是到美国工作那父母是不是为你感到自豪、啊、你说我们的女儿是在美国工作是不是、
yeah.
还是一个注册护士、
yeah.
信说追随自己的梦想吧锦宝胖嘟嘟说我的一个老师跟我说了面临选择的时候要一定要去选择那个现在不去做以后都没机会再去做的事儿。如果我是安宁我选择出国结婚生子以后还有机会吗
有有
哎，我们再看最后一位同学叫 Francisca
OK Francisca says If I were her I would go make my dream come true Based on my own experience Studying abroad and getting overseas work experience Are extremely rewarding for career path and personal life I once was a nurse too, although currently I'm a stay-at-home mom. I went to UK in 2008 with my boyfriend, who's
dad now.
Who's dad now, okay. I learnt so much in the UK during my study and dental nursing job. When I came back to China, I found a great job in a very short time because my background impressed the interviewer. Plus, I could speak very fluent English, not only for me, This is a fabulous treasure, but also for my kid. I set a great example that life is not easy, and you really need to fight.
我支持出国深造，因为我本身以前也是护士，并且去英国学习工作了四年。这段经历对我人生产生了巨大的影响，不仅英语得到锻炼，还学习了先进的国外技术，开阔了眼界。目前呢，国内仍然非常缺乏这种具备语言能力和海外工作经验的护士，所以出国深造是非常值得的。这就是过来人的意见和观点。
对啊，
可能对安宁一定有一些好的启发。今天很多朋友发来了他们的意见，这是今天我们的课堂更加精彩的一部分，我们会把他们全部的整理好，中英双语发在今天的微信公众号上，大家答应我一定要好好的去看这些所有朋友们的意见和建议，因为他们都写的真的是太棒了，都是过来人的经验。好了，感谢安宁跟我们一起分享这个故事，感谢所有的朋友们给安宁出主意，感谢小高老师。
My pleasure, thank you.
我们下次节目再见。